The BLM is currently running an environmental impact study on some existing oil and gas leases, leases they've already given out. This is David Boyd, a BLM representative.
BLM is doing an EIS, an environmental impact statement, looking at 65 existing leases on the White River National Forest. And the reason we're doing that is BLM needs to either adopt the Forest Service EIS, basically their analysis, or do our own. So back in 93, we did not do either of those. So we're doing this EIS to address that.
The public input section finished up last month. They took input from anyone, and they received tens of thousands of comments.
We go out to the public and we say, hey, what issues do you have that you want to see us address in this EIS? And do you have any information you think we need to consider? We got about 34,000 comments.
How many comments were brought to you guys?
34,000. But yeah, a lot of interest in this particular issue, particularly in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valleys.
34th. How do you guys even begin to go through that?
Yeah, I mean, it's daunting. And that's one reason it does take a long time to complete an EIS, is because we do need to go through all those comments and summarize them and look for, issues that we hadn't thought of, or the information that we need to consider that we might not have known. So it takes a lot of time to go through those. And that's what we're in the process of doing now.
The comments range from groups looking to shut down the leases and installed wells to energy corporations like Oxy Petroleum, who say that the BLM doesn't have the authority to revoke the leases even if they wanted to. But then again, the BLM may not want to. They have the option of revoking the leases, or just adding some extra restrictions, or not doing anything at all, just letting things stand. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.